welcome to another installment of the Omnicare Clinical Nurse Podcast Series. Our goal is to touch on relevant topics that are common to the post-acute care setting. The clinical nursing team at Omnicare is comprised of mostly former post-acute directors of nursing, regional nurses, and infusion nurse specialists. My name is Eileen Catalano, Omnicare Clinical Nurse, and I will be your host today. Joining me is our special guest, Corey Bishop, Lead Director, Clinical Nursing Services at Omnicare. For today's topic, we will be discussing vascular access services. Corey, thank you so much for joining us on today's call. Can you tell us a little about the vascular access services that Omnicare offers?
Thank you, Eileen. It's a pleasure to join the call today. Vascular access services include placement of various types of IV catheters, including peripheral catheters, midlines, and peripherally inserted central catheters, also known as PICCs. Omnicare's vascular access partners also provide assessment of all IV catheters, including implanted port access, D-access, vascular access device removal, and clearing thrombotic occlusions of clotted catheters.
Does Omnicare employ vascular access nurses to perform this service, or do you use a third-party vendor?
Omnicare contracts with multiple vascular access agencies to provide this very valuable service to our skilled nursing facility customers. The outsourced agencies we work with provide exceptional patient care in accordance with Omnicare's high-quality standards and policies. Vascular access nurses, while providing vascular access services to an Omnicare service facility, must comply with all policies and procedures of the facility and organization.
How would a facility contact an agency?
Well, there are two different processes that a facility can follow. In many cases, the nurse can just simply call an Omnicare pharmacy. The phone auto attendant will prompt them to reach the infusion department, where they will have a choice to press 1 for peripheral midline or PICC line services, or they can press 2 for the infusion pharmacy. Simply press 1 and the auto attendant will automatically transfer them to the agency where they can provide the necessary information for the requested services. Where the auto attendant option is not available, they can call directly to the infusion pharmacy and we will contact the agency on the facility's behalf.
Can you explain what happens when the agency nurse arrives at one of our centers?
Well, before I walk through the steps, I'd like to mention that Policy 2.8, Vascular Access Services, is available in the Omnicare Infusion Manual for Long-Term Care Facilities. I strongly recommend that staff review the policy. You can find this policy in the reference library on OmniView, our customer web portal. Upon arrival to the facility, the agency nurse is going to sign in per the facility protocol, and then they'll proceed to the designated nursing unit. The vascular access nurse will need to access the patient chart. They'll review the orders prior to proceeding to that patient's room. A facility nurse must accompany the agency nurse to the resident's room to identify the patient and verify the service to be performed. This is part of what we call the timeout procedure. It is outlined in the Joint Commission standards as well as Omnicare policies. Our goal is to prevent wrong patient or wrong line insertion errors. If a facility nurse is not available to conduct the timeout procedure, the vascular access nurse is not permitted to proceed.
Who is responsible for obtaining consent?
The vascular access nurse is responsible for obtaining consent prior to any procedure. Documented verbal consent is acceptable for peripheral line insertion. Midline and PICC line insertions require written informed consent. Informed consent includes explaining the procedure to the patient, why the IV insertion is needed, the risks of the insertion, the benefits, and the potential alternatives to the prescribed therapy. This is why that responsibility falls to the vascular access nurse. They have the knowledge and the expertise to conduct that informed consent process. That being said, it's best for the facility nurse to have an initial conversation about the line placement with the patient, family, or medical power of attorney prior to securing the services of a vascular access agency nurse.
How long does it take for the vascular access nurse to arrive?
Well, typically, we have a four-hour turnaround. In rural areas, we can't promise a four-hour turnaround due to the distance to the facility, available staff, and current demand and location of the facility. The contracted vascular access agency will communicate the arrival time with the facility. Obviously, inclement weather, natural disasters, and unforeseen circumstances may delay services. COVID is a great example. During the height of the pandemic, many of our vascular access partners were completely shut down due to staff testing positive or having reported exposures. Another example where a vascular access partner may have difficulty meeting a four-hour turnaround time is if they experience a higher than normal volume of calls. Just like a nursing facility cannot predict sick calls or multiple admissions on one shift, our vascular access partners face many of the same staffing challenges. And they certainly were not exempt from all of the staffing challenges caused by COVID-19. The only difference is that there is a finite number of vascular access nurses in the USA, and many of those specialists work for hospitals. Additionally, I want to mention that there are also rural areas in the country where we simply do not have vascular access agency services and support available.
What if we don't want to use the agency that Omnicare is contracted with?
If a facility chooses to use an agency that Omnicare is not contracted with, the facility just needs to make sure that their nursing staff is aware of a different process. Because Omnicare is contractually obligated to provide the service, if we're contacted by a facility nurse for an IV insertion procedure, we have to call the agency that we are contracted with.
What if the nurse can't get there on time?
That's a great question, Eileen. The expectation is for the agency to keep the facility abreast of the ETA. If there's going to be an extended delay in treatment, the facility must notify the prescriber.
What should a facility do if the agency simply cannot get a nurse out to the building?
Unfortunately, that happens. There will be times when agencies are short-staffed. Again, we experienced this at the height of the pandemic. The facility needs to contact the prescriber to obtain alternative options, like possibly changing the orders from IV to IM or PO if appropriate. For hydration, the facility could obtain orders to infuse fluid subcutaneously, also known as hypodermoclysis. And as a last resort, the facility may have to transfer that patient to the hospital for appropriate line placement.
Absolutely. Our goal is to help you provide the best possible care for the residents by providing the resources and education when and where you need them. That will wrap up today's discussion on Omnicare's vascular access services. Thank you, Corey, for joining us today and sharing your expertise in providing this valuable information for our listeners. I'd also like to thank everyone joining us today for this podcast. We truly hope that you've learned something and look forward to having you tune in for additional podcasts in the future. If any of our listeners have questions regarding the information that we discussed today, please reach out to your Omnicare clinical nurse or account manager. If you are interested in or are not familiar with Omnicare's vast array of services, please contact us at elearning@omnicare.com. Have a great day.